Okay, Rabbeinu B'chai, Parshas Noach. So this is going to be short because most of Rabbeinu B'chai on this week's Parsha, or a lot of it, is the Ramban. So and this is a Shir on Rabbeinu B'chai, so I don't want to, you know, sometimes we say over things that are also in the Ramban, but this is like a ton of it is really right in the Ramban. So it's a little short, but okay, Parshas was long, so this made up for it. Anyway, so we begin Parshas Noach with a pasuk in Mishlei, like Rabbeinu B'chai does for every parsha except for Parshas. Every parsha begins with a bit from Mishlei. So this is Perek Chaf Pasuk Zayin. It says Mishalech Betumo Tzadik Ashrei Banav Acharav. Someone who goes Betumo is a tzadik. Fortunate are his kids afterwards. So Rabbeinu B'chai says you're not a tzadik till you are Holich Betumo. What does Holich Betumo mean? Go perfectly. That is, that you do all your mitzvahs l'shem shamayim. You're not doing them so that people should think you're cool or nice or wonderful and give you honor. So someone who does his mitzvahs for the right reasons, like we say, yuchad hamaisa, like in Chovas HaLevavos, I'll share about that. Doing mitzvahs completely l'shem shamayim, that's called mishalich betumo. Goes perfectly. So he says, if a person is not holich betumo, you do mitzvahs, you do chesed to people, you're nice to them, but you're not holich betumo. You do it for ulterior motives, so you're going to go tell all your friends about it. Look what I did, you know, I went and visited, I gave money to this Sam, as you know, everyone knows Sam is real downtrodden and poor. I gave him $1,000. You go tell everybody. So you did two things wrong. One is you didn't do your mitzvah l'shem shamayim, and number two is you made Sam embarrassed. Now everybody knows that Sam needs money. Or whatever, Sam's embarrassed that he got money from you. Nobody wants to get money from people or that everybody should know about. The whole thing's embarrassing. So, even if nobody knows about your mitzvah, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to embarrass people. So, and or to your, do mitzvahs for the wrong reasons. So that's, anyway, someone who does mitzvahs for the right reasons is called a mehalich betumah. He's also called an ish emunim, someone of faith, someone you could trust. And that's the pasuk beforehand. This was pasuk zayin, we just quoted. So the pasuk before, pasuk vav says, Rav adam yikre ish chasdo v'ish emunim miyimta. So there are people who could be people of chesed, but people of ish emunim, he says, that is, people do chesed and don't tell anybody about it. Miyim to that's hard to find. In Devarim, we had by Peah, the Rabbeinu B'chai said something similar, where he said, when you leave Peah and Leket and Shik, all the same things, don't go back to get it. The pasuk says, lo sefer acharecha. So, don't go back to get the Leket Shik Chapeya. So Rabbeinu B'chai there said the same thing. Lo sefer acharecha means don't go going after Pe'er, after honor. When you give tzedakah and you leave the Leket Shik Chapeya, lo sefer acharecha means don't go trying to get Pe'er after it. The people should know that what a tzaddik you are that you give tzedakah. When it embarrasses other people and it's not l'shem shamayim. There is an idea that, you know, they do appeals in public, because like the Rashba says, it encourages people to also give. But for you yourself, it's not something to go let people know. You have to do mitzvahs only for Hashem. And then it says, for someone like this, the end of this pasuk was, Ashrei banav acharav, fortunate is his sons after him. That is because his chusim last longer to future generations. Like Chazal tell us, it says, V'osa chesed la'alafim, l'shomri mitzvos sov l'alef dor. Hashem does chesed for thousands, and the Shomer Mitzvos of 1,000 generation. So there's two types, Chazal tell us. Osea Chesed La'alafim, that's Osea Mi'ahava, Sikabar and Sota, Lamed Aleph. People do Osea Chesed La'alafim, that Shem does Chesed for thousands of generations, that's that the people do Mitzvos Mi'ahava. Shomer Mitzvos of La'alef, they're only for 1,000 generations, that's Osea Mi'ira. The point is that if you do a mitzvah with the more pristine Kavanos, so then it'll last for your generations longer. Okay. Anyway, the beginning of the Parshas of Noach says, El Todot Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayah Bedarosav Es Elokim Is Halach Noach. So he's a Holich B'Tamim. That's why we're talking about this. Okay. So Noach is told that the generation is going to be wiped out and he's going to be saved in a teva. Rabbeinu B'chai says, Kan HaBen Shoel, why did Noach not daven for his generation? In other words, we know that Avram, when he was told just one city, Sodom, was going to be wiped out, he sat there and davened and negotiated, so to speak, with Hashem. How come Noach, when he heard the whole world was going to be wiped out, didn't seem to daven for his generation? And I know some Mefarshim will say that's why the Torah says, Kimei Noach Hili, something like that, where the flood is blamed on Noach because he didn't daven, something like that. But Rabbeinu Bachai says that no, he didn't do it. He wasn't wrong for not davening for his generation because the reason he didn't daven for his generation is because he knew there weren't 10 tzaddikim. Remember in the story of Avram, when Avram davens for a stone to be saved in the five cities, so he davens out there, this, if there's this many, if there's 40, 50, you know, 30, less than 10, Avram says, okay, if there's less than 10, I'm not asking for the city to be saved. There has to be 10 tzaddikim for the city to be saved. Noach knew, if you count all the people in the Teva, there aren't 10, there's 8. So Noach knew there were 10 tzaddikim in the city, and that's where Rabbeinu Bachai says he didn't daven for the people of the city to be saved. Okay, now I'm going to mention one Ramban here. I mean, it's Rabbeinu Bachai, but it's Rabbeinu Bachai according to the Ramban, just because I think whatever, I want to say it over. That is, that it says that the bird, after the flood was over, so the Yonah, the bird comes back with the Ali Zayas Tarif Befia, that it had the olive branch in its mouth. So, Rabbeinu Bachai says that, you know, obviously if the world, again, this is also in the Ramban, if the whole world was wiped out, even the Rechaim, everything was wiped out, so the trees should have been wiped out too. How were they still around? How did this bird find an Ali Zayas? So he answers that the rain, there was no Mabul in Israel. It rained everywhere else in the world, but not in Israel. Now, but of course the waters from outside of Israel came in, but it didn't rain, because when it rained, it was like a storm rain, very hard. So that didn't happen in Israel, it was just the overflood fled into Israel. So that's why the trees weren't uprooted. But there's this famous medrash that says that the bird said, I'd rather have my mizonos from Hashem, even if it's bitter like an olive tree, than my mizonos from Adam, even if it's very sweet. So both the Ramban is not, I guess it's clear enough, but it's not as clear. Rabbeinu Bachai is great at adding a few words to explain it. I had always thought of that medrash saying about that the bird would rather its food come from Hashem than come from Bnei Adam, even if it's sweet, as to be, in a word, bitachon. That it's, you know, you have to have bitachon Hashem and you'd rather get it from Hashem than from humans. It's not how they learn it. Rabbeinu Bachai, and again the Ramban, they say that it is telling you that people are embarrassed to take money from other people. In other words, they'd rather feel like they're getting it from Hashem than to take handouts from people and feel like they're getting it from people. And therefore, you should be very careful in not embarrassing people. And I'm mentioning that because it also goes back to what we said at the beginning with Rabbeinu Bachai brought it from Mishlei, that people do not like it when you announce that you did a nice thing for them, because then they're embarrassed. Okay, again, also, it's not limited to money. It's any chesed. You do some kind of chesed for someone, you announce it. That's also not so nice. They're embarrassed. Okay, next. So we have the story after the Teva with Noach and his drinking of the wine, and his son, Cham, sees him. And according to Rabbeinu Bachai, what he did wrong was he made fun of him. He didn't just not cover him up. He was mezalzel in him. He made fun of him. And then Shem and Cham covered him. So he was punished by being Eved of Avadim Yelachav, because that's Mida Keneged Mida, because he was Mavaza, his father. And an Eved is Mavuza. Is low. So looked down on. So he was looked down on, you know, made fun of his father, sitting there instead of covering him, so that's why he became an Eved. And he also points out that you could see from the story of Shem and Yafes that they got different rewards, right? Shem got a better reward, he got tzitzis, Yafes got that he'd be buried during Gog and Magog. That two people do the exact same mitzvah, again, going back to what we said before, two people do the exact same mitzvah, one does it better than the other, they'll get different scars, like you see from Shem and Yafes. Shame got the better scar because he did the mitzvah better. Okay. I'll be able to just say one other point that the, because this is the Ramban, but it's also Rabbeinu Bechai, they both say it, that Shem being an, Cham being an, Cham's son was Canaan, and Canaan being an Evid was given, was the one who from the Dwarf Lug and on got Eretz Israel, because since he's an Evid, to Shem, an Evid can't be Machzik in anything, because anything an Evid owns, his master owns. That's why he was put in charge of Eretz Israel until the Yidden got there, so he couldn't be Machzik in it, because he's just an Evid. Okay, next. It says, starts talking about, Vela told us, B'nai Noach, so it lists 70 names there, because there are 70 nations with 70 different languages, and they made this, the Tower of Babel. What was their sin, the Dor HaFlaga, that Hashem spread them out? So, Rabbeinu Bechai says an interesting pshat, and that is that their sin was that they wanted to all be together. What's wrong with that? You ready for this? Lo sahu bara'a l'shavis yitzara. Hashem did not want planet Earth to be uninhabited. He wanted the people to spread out and live all over the earth. So since they were going against what Hashem wanted them to be all, you know, all over the place, and they all wanted to live in one small area, that's how they were going against Ratzon Hashem. Then, of course, he brings the Midrashim that say it was Avodah Zarah, or they wanted to build a tower to fight with Hashem. He says, Al Pi Pshat, the Pshat was that they, Hashem wants them all over the place, not all together. Because Lo Sobra, Lo Shavis Yitzara. And, of course, he brings Al Pi Kabbalah, that it's this thing called the Katzatz Binatios. Sounds like a Kabbalistic idea. Similar to what he explained, the Chet of Adam Arishon. And that's why the Dor HaFlaga is called the Tower Asher Banu Bnei HaAdam, because they did the same affair as Adam. Again, some Kabbalistic thing called Katzatz Binatios. All right. Then we have the Pasuk says, Kisham Balal Sfas Kol Aretz Misham Hefitzam Hashem. So Hashem mixed up their languages and spread them out. So the words, Umisham Sfas Kol Aretz Umisham Hefitzam Hashem. So Haaretz Umisham Hefitzam Hashem, the first letters of those is Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled backwards. Rabbeinu Bechai says here, and he says other places, he has this yesod, that anytime you find the first letter of four words in a row being Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards, that's a sign of Midas Hadin. And he lists in Devarim, not Parshas Devarim, Sefer Devarim, one of the Parshas, I forget already, the all the places in the Torah it does this. And it's always Midas Hadin. So here's one place too, obviously, the Dor HaFlaga. There was a Midas Hadin against them, so that's why you have a hint to the Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled backwards. So Hashem mixed up all their nations, all their languages. And so Agav, the Rabbeinu Bechai, gets into the Chazal that says that if you ask for your Trachim, if you daven to Hashem in Aramaic, so in Malachi Asheris, the Malachi Asheris will not help you because they're not Makir Lashon Arami. So Rabbeinu Bechai thinks that that's highly unusual, because even regular humans can know many Lashonos. So how can it be that Malachim don't know this? And if you look in that Gemara in Shabbos where this is, it's Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Beis that says Kol Hashol Tzrachav B'Lashon Arami and Malachim Yasharis Nizkakim Lo. Tells us their ass. It says Malachim know your thoughts. So if they know your thoughts, how is it they don't know? You're speaking another language now, they don't know. Sounds unusual. Tosa doesn't give an answer. But Rabbeinu Bechai says what it means is not that they don't understand the language. They understand the language. They can't work with it. In this kakinlo, they can't work with it because they act as if they're not accurate. In other words, they can't work with it because mostly Kabbalistic stuff. I mean, you know, I'll read you what he says is b'pnei sheyesh lahem lahamshich koach b'minuyim milashon hakodesh shehu elokei Yisrael v'en lahem pula v'koach zulasam. It doesn't work if you don't say it in Hebrew. They can't work with it. That's that's what it means. Not that they don't understand it, they just they can't work with it. Okay, believe it or not, that's it. So we'll stop here.